Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. This is a reading from The Secret Love, The Secret of the Love of God, Asir al-Hublahi, a book written, published at least in 2006. This first section of the book being a transcription of material that Sidi gave lectures on. This is the seventh recording. And we'll be moving from page 33 to page 40 and stopping there in this recording, inshallah. We'll open with the Fatiha, the elongation of the names, and then we'll move into the reciting. And I'm going to try to do the Arabic recitation of the Quran when Sidi annotates it, just to give it some juice of what he's actually referring to. So forgive me if you hear me flipping pages to get to the correct ayat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام إبراهيم رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام موسى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام عيسى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah. Perhaps imagining yourself sitting with Sidi and listening. This is how he speaks. It's a direct transcription. We're on the first big paragraph in page 33, and this is a very beautiful section. Sidi revealing a lot about himself in a prayer. Bismillah. I kiss myself in my existence, and I become absent from my state by the state of my beloved. I do not see an epiphany by my existence until he sees me as I see his shadow in my existence. There is no existence to me except by his existence, and everywhere I look, I see everything in existence as my existence. You are the utmost goal of my existence. Let us all repeat the song of my song so that I will never see a prostration except to your face. The gift of existence is my existence. The cup is full and spilling out, so enough I want to tell you that the ship of salvation is here. It exists. And whoever would like to be saved in his body, in his heart, soul, spirit, and in his secret, and whoever wants to swim in this ocean of love with me, let him come to me with the condition that his complete turning to Allah is sincere. Let him direct his whole self to Allah and promise Allah to annihilate in him and to never disobey him in any of his commands, but to remain forever away from everything that Allah does not like. Whoever wants to attain this, let him promise the true God that there is only one God, and he is within you. This is why you must take off the garments you have. Take off your shoes as Moses took off his shoes. This is the way of the prophets and of those who walk on the road to Allah. You must leave everything that is not from Allah. You must leave everything that is in opposition to Allah and offer yourself as a sacrifice to Allah. Whoever has the ability to migrate himself in this way, as Abraham did when he said, "I am traveling to my Lord, and he will guide me." You must follow Abraham's road and his journey. His name comes from two words. Abra means he has abandoned everything but Allah. Allah said, "You can come to me by your very essence, but take off any garment that I did not order you to wear." Abraham said, "I surrender completely to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds." He said to his Lord, "Please allow me to be between your arms and to experience your love." Abraham navigated the road to Allah, and so Allah gave him the cup of love, the cup of wine and beauty. Are you not the children of Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad? Every one of them rode the ship of salvation, and I am a servant to whoever serves Allah. I am a slave and no more than that. Allah says with the tongue of Muhammad, "Say, I am only a human like you." All the prophets came in human form to give people what they needed and to help people to understand. This does not mean they became gods. They were human examples, and they exemplified the divine law and came to teach people how to carry pure love. They came to make peace and to show how you can learn to not hurt or harm each other, and how to use what Allah has provided in the way He wants it to be used, not to destroy life. Our beloved Prophet said, "All children are the children of Allah, and the most beloved of Allah is the one who is most beneficial to the people." There is no room for Iblis or for the Shaitan with us. those who carry guns or use airplanes to kill people are not following our way. They are the soldiers of the army of Iblis. Our way is the way that says yes to love, yes to peace, yes to mercy, yes to justice, yes to compassion, and yes to the annihilation in serving the outer appearances of Allah. This is the creed of the Sufi. I will guide you to the truthful and sincere people of Sufism, those who do not discriminate between color and gender. If you belong to this world of oneness, then you are my lover. We do not want to put people in a cage. We want to put them in the garden. We want people to be liberated, to be free, and we care about every spirit. Every secret has another secret behind it. I explain to you who you are and where you came from. You are a divine image, a holy picture, and I bow down in my prayer to the divine image. I love all the outside expressions and appearances. There is a high price to pay for all of this. The dowry is very high. Are you ready? The command that is required of you is to offer yourself, your body, your heart, your spirit as a sacrifice to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, so that nothing remains of you. This is it. Give yourself completely to Allah. This is what we are seeking. O Allah, you are our existence. Please reveal yourself by your very essence. Give us your divine love, your divine beauty, and surround us by your divine attentive care, your pleasure with us, and your contentment. Amin. 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 I'm going to read that last sentence. O Allah, you are our existence. Please reveal yourself by your very essence and give us your divine love, your divine beauty, and surround us by your divine attentive care, your pleasure with us, and your contentment. Amin. This next section is transcribed from Sufi School Midwest, Chicago, Illinois, June 30th, 2006. My children, my sons and daughters, my beloved children, I greet you from a lofty, high realm called the realm of the divine beauty. I greet you from a world that is the foundation of this world. I greet you from Allah. Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. He is the creator of the human being. He is the one who named himself the loving, because love is the origin of the existence of the whole universe, and is the water of existence, and the water of existence is from him, released through his glorious words, as he says in the Quran 21:30. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. We made every living being out of water. This is the water of life, the water of life that emerged forth out of the divine love, out of the divine love and the divine beauty. It's the origin of existence, the absolute origin of existence. It has no beginning in the realm of reality. And it has no end because it continues eternally, the realm of the divine existence. If you return things to their reality, and if you ask yourself where you receive everything from, the real answer is that there is a relationship between you and Allah, a relationship with existence through the love, the divine love that He released into you, and you connected to the mirror through which you see yourself. It is a true, pure mirror. This mirror is what is called a human being, a man. This mirror also issued forth to become a woman by the permission of her Lord. But in reality, you were created from a single soul. He created you from a single soul, and from this, He created its mate. And this was the beginning of the divine cause. This is why you must prostrate yourself and humble yourself in front of this divine excellency and creation, because Allah, exalted is He, said to the angels, from Quran 15:28-29, He said, I am creating a person out of dry clay, transmuted from dark, slimy mud. So when I have fashioned him and have breathed into him from my spirit, then fall down before him in prostration. Bismillah. Wa idhka la rabbuka lil malaikati inni خَالِفٌ بَشَّرَ مِنْ سَلْسَلِ مِنْ هَمَاءٍ مَسْنُونَ فَإِذَا سَوَيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ tuvihimi ruhiva kaulahu sajidin. Were the angels prostrations to the form of the human body? Or were the prostrations to the image in which the divine was reflected? The divine essence was put in that mirror, a full and complete mirror, in which Allah revealed himself upon it by his name, the one who brings into existence, the creator, the one who creates in excellency and perfection. He said, I am creating a person out of dry clay, transmuted from dark, slimy mud. So your physical form is from the mud. But who created the mud? And who put the secret of life into this mud? Do you not see that mud cannot produce anything except when Allah sends the water of life to it? Do you see anything coming to life out of mud, like green plants or fruit or anything? Could you see birds coming forth alive? Do you see how the mountains are raised up and how the secrets of creation are in everything around you? A secret of the divine excellency, origination, and perfection. Allah says from Quran 2, Ayah 30, I shall place upon the earth a vicegerent. Bismillah. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Who is this vicegerent, this Khalifa, who is worthy of being this vicegerent of Allah? The one who is worthy must be the one who is the loci in which all of the divine qualities gather. Allah revealed himself by his names, the manifest, the real, the loving, the subtle. There are 99 qualities revealed in you. Is your world separate from the world of existence? All around you, you are not separate because Allah put everything within you. Allah created the human species in perfection and excellence and named it Adam. The word Adam is from Adim, which means mud or dust. When Allah created the human with accuracy and perfection and excellency, he called him Adam. Then he says in 28 and 29 from Surah 15, I have fashioned him with my own hands and have breathed into him from my spirit. Bismillah. Faida sawaituhu wa nafaktuhu fihi miruhi faka'uhu lahu sajidin. What is the hand of Allah? It's the power of love that has no limitation, no beginning and no end. And it is Him, Allah, who created everything as He created the human being out of mud. Allah commands the realm of the lights, the holy realm of the lights. They issue forth from the light of Allah Himself. This realm is always glorifying Allah and exalting His praises, and testifying that there is no deity but Allah, who is the unique and the only and the one, who never begets nor was begotten, and everything is a sign testifying that He is one and the only one. Allah says, I breathed into him from my spirit. This is a command, a divine command to address the human form with reverence. And he dressed the human being in the garment of love. And he bestowed upon the human form the divine beauty. He issued his commands to the realm of the lights, which are called the realm of the angels. And he told the angels, fall down before him in prostration. He commanded them to prostrate themselves to Adam. Are you Adam? Yes, you are Adam. You are Adam. Who are you? Do not think of yourself as a tiny microcosm, because you contain the whole macrocosm, the realms of Allah. You are the locus in which the divine reveals himself. You are his epiphany. You are his mirror, the mirror of the divine beauty. You are pure and clean. This mirror contains nothing but light and accurate realities, precise realities, which is why Allah honored this form and had all the angels prostrate to this form, the human being, except Iblis. Who is Iblis? We'll bring the reading to a close. We reached page 37, but it's getting close to time. And it's current with the writing. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Until next time, we'll pick up with page 37.